AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
So the Real Housewives of Orange County has now wrapped up over on Hey You. When I say wrapped up, we've reached the end of the season. We're about to go into the reunion. It hit a bit of a snag mid-season for me, and I'm yet to catch up after Japan. Now, Christina is joining us today. Christina, the Stingy Mama, welcome back to the podcast. I know that you have been watching OC, as has Rochelle. So I am going to defer to the two of you to talk about how you feel the season has wrapped up.
Personally, I think it finished strong. Like, it was very lackluster. They got rid of Katie and I thought it was a bit boring. And I'm so sick of Tamra. Cannot stand Tamra. And I think it ended with a bang. The Amsterdam trip where they were all dressed like some sort of Sheen prostitutes. I'm not sure what was going on. Did you see that latex or I'm not judging.
I'm like, yeah, the outfits were no good.
But when they were all like seeing Heather on mushrooms, Shannon, that last episode, Shannon's on mushrooms, Catherine, and she's sitting there, they're all at the bar, and she goes, is that the OC music? And she's like, shake it, Kim. And driving that boat in the canals, because she's normally all sucked in with her Spanx on, and she's driving this little tugboat thing. And she's all over the place. I thought it was funny. I actually really have enjoyed Heather this season, which I haven't in previous seasons. I thought she's brought something a bit more fun when she was in Amsterdam and doing mushrooms and eating the space cakes or whatever it was. I thought she was a bit more interesting hearing about her father. I enjoyed it. What about you?
Yeah. Agreed. Like, it's nice to see Fancy Pants like loosen up a little bit, because she's always been traditionally super conservative and uptight. And now she's like the little dealer giving everyone mushrooms. And then Shannon's hilarious unintentionally. So you add mushrooms to it and then she's even more funny. And then even Gina getting in on it, because she's sober, but she's like, what do they call it? California sober, like everything but alcohol or whatever. Well, not everything. I shouldn't say that, but you know what I mean. Yeah. So seeing that trio all feed off each other and just be so high was hilarious. But then also like with Heather, it was nice seeing like her scatter her dad's ashes, because that was actually quite emotional. So you kind of had a really fun episode, but then it still had, you know, the emotional connection as well.
Yeah. I thought the last 10 minutes of the episode, it comes out, spoiler alert, that Tamra has been, I'm looking at Catherine, that Tamra has been leaking all the stuff to the press. So what Katie got kicked out of the group for, and they all are not speaking to her, it's all come out from some anonymous blogger, that it's been Tamra the whole time and she's been telling him things as the season's filmed before it's aired. So there's this whole little bit, you know how they ended up, like they do the little, like what they're doing now, it all sort of finishes and then it says 1 month later or something and it all comes out. So I was disappointed to not get an update on Katie.
I'm disappointed. Agreed. On behalf of Bravo for not doing that. She was a member of that cast. I don't like the way that she was ostracized and removed from the group just because the other women didn't want her there. It's like, you are not producing this show. I don't like it when it feels like it's being controlled by the women.
Yes. Agreed. And it doesn't sit well with me that she was the person of color of the group. I don't know why, but I feel like there was an attack on her, and I don't like that we still got to – we've had other seasons where a person's been a bit on the outer and they still continue to film.
Absolutely. Though for some reason, Katie couldn't from the very beginning, she wasn't really given a chance. And I know she had a rough footing because she was sort of jumped straight in against Heather with the paparazzi thing, which was such a small, inconsequential thing. Like, it was not a big deal, but they decided they didn't like her from the jump. And that was it. It didn't matter what she did moving forward. It's like if you're looking for a red car, all you'll find is red cars. They were looking for problems with Katie. So all they found was problems with Katie. Meanwhile, Tamara has really toxic behavior. Don't get me wrong. It's entertaining to watch. But her behavior is actually so toxic. And then she often accuses people of doing the things that she ends up being caught at doing herself and gets away with it. And I don't get it. I don't get the double standard.
I want her gone. Do you want her gone?
Oh, tough. Because when we did get rid of her and we got rid of Vicky and all of that, it was really bad. So you need a villain. But
yeah, I don't know.
She's right.
More of a fun villain. Tamara's like a villain that's trying to produce the show. She's quitting every 5 minutes. She's
yeah.
Whereas Vicky, you get those iconic scenes, like where she's come out with the towel over her when she was sick in the you get a bit more natural funny. Whereas Tamara's not very funny. She's just there to cause a drama. There was also the stuff with Gretchen that came out about her liking a anti-trans, I think it was, post or but I mean, yeah, okay. We can see that Gretchen is like a mega, you know, Trump supporter. You can see it. Like, so I don't know why people were surprised at that.
Yeah, and also her reaction to that, like personally, if someone accused me of something that I hadn't have done, I would fire up pretty quickly. And she was really calm, like, I don't know how that happened. I have no idea. And it's like, what do you mean? You don't know how, like, Twitter works? Like, I'm pretty sure you do. And also, like, then she calls Slade, which I'm so sick of her calling him. He is not a cast member, but he feels like he should be holding an orange. Like, he's just such a pain in the bum that he's there. But then he has all this stuff on standby, ready to go. Like, what about when Tamara said this? They're like, he's just always armed and ready. And then she fires up afterwards. And it's like, I just wish she would like behave independently of him and that he was just not a fixture on the show.
I agree. He's trying to be a housewife and he's trying to help her keep the orange and it's working against her. I also think her defense of I've got trans friends or I was a runner or something. Yeah. And I'm like, well, it doesn't mean that you're completely for everything that there. We've seen with Martina and Julia on Miami where there's been some pretty, they're part of that community and she's made some pretty jarring comments in regards to it. So I'm like, just because you support someone who's your mate is different to supporting the entire community. But, yeah, but then it went back and they said that she hadn't liked the post. So she'd either gone in and unliked them or Tamara had photoshopped it. We're not sure what happened because that never got clarified, did it, Christina?
No, but I've since seen stuff, of course, on social media and everything. And it's apparently all going to get cleared up at the reunion. So I'm really looking forward to the reunion side of it because they've said that they've gone back to try and find these posts to prove it for themselves that she liked them and they can't find the original posts. But if Gretchen had half a brain, she would have gone back and deleted all evidence of her liking anything. Like, so I don't think it's that surprising that they wouldn't be able to go and then find the posts. But yeah, it'll be really interesting to see who brings their receipts to the reunion and who's got, you know, who's telling the truth.
Is Katie going to be at the reunion?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the on YouTube they have a sneak peek of the first 7 minutes of the reunion and she's there.
What chair is she sitting in?
The furthest away from Andy.
Oh, see, I wanted her next to Andy. I feel like justice for Katie, she should be sitting next to her. She was the topic of conversation for so much of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes me sad. I've seen the looks and she looks fantastic.
She's beautiful to look at. The other thing I was going to say too with all of the Tamra stuff and whatever is that she is just, how do I say this? Like, you need someone to stir the pot. But in general, all of this, and I don't know if it's because she has her podcast or whatever, but I'm really, what do you guys think? Because I'm really sick of so much stuff happening off camera and all this stuff to do with bloggers, influencers, content creators, whatever you want to call them. Like, I want the stuff that we're talking about to be on the show. Like, when it happens off camera, it's so confusing and no one really understands, like, what's happening. And I don't care, like, what's happening off camera. I want to see it. Like, what do you guys think?
We've spoken about this before and we're with you. What's on the show is what the show should be about, not what's happening off to the side, not what anonymous bloggers are getting involved in. It almost feels like it's a bit of a death knell to a Housewives franchise if you start bringing in these extra parties, because you're right, there's no connection with those additional people. You don't build rapport with them. You don't feel like you know them. The thing with the Housewives franchises is that you've got to have that feeling of connection. And if you start separating that out, it removes that. And then we get bored and we don't want to watch and we start scrolling our phones at the same time. It needs to be engaging. And you're 100% right. It's just, it's unnecessary.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.